Well, thank you, and thank you, Max, for that very nice introduction. I chose my topic today. You know, you have to choose a topic long before you know what you're going to say. And so for what I would perhaps call my sermon this morning, I chose human DNA. But I must tell you that I'm not going to cover some of the ground that many of you will expect me to do on that. And I'm going to keep off to some extent the ethical and the political aspects and concentrate more on what you might call the knowledge side. It's not that I don't think these other aspects are important. It's because, first of all, I'm not myself very qualified. I haven't been involved in many discussions, as it happens, on those things. And also because I think in the long run, the actual content of knowledge, not in the short run, the actual content of knowledge predominates over some of these other issues. And sometimes in quite trivial ways. And I'll give you an example of which comes from the space program. Everybody's known for several hundred years, in fact much longer, going back to the Romans, that the Earth is round. But that picture taken of the Earth from space, which showed the Earth as round, has had an impact on people, a realization of the size of the Earth, which all previous knowledge didn't amount to. It really had an impact out of proportion. The other example I've given you illustrates the other thing. Darwinian natural selection among biologists and among lay people in general is regarded as one of the most important ideas at the basis of our culture. It would be nice to believe that everybody accepts this, but it isn't actually true. So it is true that knowledge, fundamental knowledge, can have a wide impact, but nevertheless it is restrained to some extent by political and religious and other matters.